Well, everyone was on their best behavior Saturday when President Trump, Governor Jerry Brown, and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom viewed the damage from California's two massive wildfires. The blazes have combined to kill more than 70 people and destroy nearly 14,000 structures. Cap Radio's Ben Adler reports.
Brown and Newsom met Trump when he stepped off Air Force One at Beale Air Force Base Saturday morning. They then spent the next 7 hours together, touring the campfire damage in Paradise, then flying south to view the damage of the Woolsey Fire in Malibu. Here's the governor.
The shock of all this is going to heighten our focus and attention and also our cooperation.
The leaders played down their policy differences about forest management and climate change, and Newsom praised the president for signing an emergency declaration immediately rather than playing politics.
I cannot impress upon all the folks here how grateful I am for the conversations we've had, private, not just public, over the course of the last few hours.
Trump repeatedly offered warm words for the state and its two leaders, whom he scorned time and again as president.
Well, I think we've developed a very good relationship. I've known Jerry for a long time, but I think we got closer today than we could ever get over the last 20 years. And Gavin, I've just met and I've heard terrific things. And I think we've developed a great relationship. We have to work together.
The president then turned to Newsom, who he's quarreled with much more sharply than Brown, and added,
problem, and I know that we're going to work together. I have no doubt. Come here. I have no doubt. We're going to get it done.
Trump extended his hand. Newsom took it. Trump pulled him in for a little hug, and Newsom clapped the president on the back. Trump promised the upcoming farm bill in the lame duck Congress will now include $500 million for forest management and maintenance, but the White House has yet to provide more details. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.